USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting Friday that 372,000 jobs were added in June to American non-farm businesses. The unemployment rate was 3.6%. Sad news out of Japan. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, one of the nation's most powerful political figures, was shot and killed during a campaign speech Friday in the western Japanese city of Nara. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. Two Federal Reserve officials backed another 0.75 percentage point interest rate increase at the central bank's meeting later this month and said it would be too soon to conclude if the Fed's rate increases this year would be sufficient to bring inflation down. Fed Governor Christopher Waller said during a webinar Thursday, "We need to move to a much more restrictive setting in terms of interest rates, and we need to do this as quickly as possible." End quote. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
North Dakota's sole abortion clinic filed a lawsuit in state court Thursday seeking to block a trigger law that bans abortions. The Red River Women's Clinic argues that the ban violates the right to life, safety, and happiness guaranteed by the state constitution. The abortion ban in North Dakota is there to save lives of unborn babies. As the Biden administration continues to extend the Welcome Act to illegal aliens into the country, the Republican Texas governor is countering with his own unwelcome act.
When a Texas police officer catches an illegal immigrant, they're now allowed to take that person back to the border. Governor Greg Abbott issuing an executive order that changes the rules for both state troopers and the Texas National Guard. In a statement, he says the move is meant to curb cartel smuggling. The Republican has been under pressure from some in his party to declare a spike in illegal immigration as an invasion. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A Georgia prosecutor described the late-night attack of the Georgia Guidestones an act of domestic terrorism. The monument, dubbed American Stonehenge, was unveiled on 5 acres of farmland in 1980 for loyal Americans who believe in God. In God we trust. It's the foundation for this great experiment we call the United States. To form a more perfect union, we continually correct the wrongs in this country by remembering. Representative Susan Wild, the Democrat from Pennsylvania, on a podcast interview, made a comparison when she said recent Supreme Court rulings is like the Taliban.
You know, making Christianity the law of the land. And quite honestly, that's what it appears to be. But it's scary. I mean, when you start, this is what happens in theocracies. This is what happens in countries that we can't imagine living in or being a part of, where, you know, the religion, you know, think about the Taliban. Think about women in Afghanistan who, you know, not so long ago were able to wear normal clothing and go to school. And all in the name of religion. And it's just such a bad, bad precedent to be setting.
A suspected Taliban suicide bomber killed 13 American soldiers just over 1 year ago. Decisions by President Biden led to the chaos and billions of dollars in military guns, weapons, and equipment. It made the Taliban the 118th strongest military power in the world. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.